At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing the Star Patrol Spotlight, the most intense flashlight you've ever seen. Compared to two car headlights, the Star Patrol shines up to four times as bright.
That's bright!
Illuminate objects up to a half mile away, even from the top of a skyscraper. The Star Patrol easily lights up buildings from across the skyline.
That's insanely bright!
Push Turbo Boost for a crazy bright boost that's 100 times brighter for 30,000 candelas of mega bright light.
What? That's insanely bright!
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. Take care of all your lighting needs with one Star Patrol. Don't settle for dull flashlights. If the Star Patrol isn't the brightest flashlight you've ever seen, return it for a full refund. Go to GetStarPatrol.com for your free turbo boost, plus free shipping and a money-back guarantee. That's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Let's just say you're in the precarious situation of having murdered your parents in 1989. And it was for good reason. I mean, you were being abused. It was a horrible, horrible situation. And then you went to trial and you weren't allowed to tell anybody why you actually murdered your parents. It was just because you were greedy, right? And so you were sentenced to life in jail for that. You've been many, many appeals trying to get out, but you're there for life. And then... then a district attorney comes along 30 years later and says, you know what? We're going to re-examine this case. We're going to say you, after looking at this, we agree. You have served your time. I'm going to recommend that you are released. And then he loses the election. And before you can get out, another guy comes in. Yes, we're talking about the Menendez brothers.
You know what this reminds me of, Tony?
A situation comedy from 1988 that didn't get renewed.
Oh, you're so close. I almost went back in time here. I went back to the Friends episode where Jennifer Aniston's character, Rachel, because I'm spelling it out for people who maybe are like, I've heard of Friends, you know, might be okay. I know. But where she is getting promoted finally, and then her boss gets hit by a bus and dies and like never put the the promotion through. That's kind of what this feels like. Well, sorry, can't help you.
Well, You're done. We're not saying that they can't get out, but it has raised some uncertainty about the fate of Eric and Lyle Menendez, who are seeking that resentencing nearly 30 years after their murder convictions. Hotchman, a former federal prosecutor, emphasized he needs time to review the case thoroughly before deciding on the resentencing recommendation.
That's fair.
That could lead to the brothers' release. Okay, fair enough. But, you know, it It's not just a, you know, George Gascon, who sounds like a Disney character or villain or something. he already did this. I'm going to just, you know, let that be part of the record from his administration. No, we're going to take a look at this. He says, I'll have to review the confidential prison files for each brother, the transcripts from both trials, and speak to the prosecutors, law enforcement, defense counsel, and the victim's family members. Only then can I make a decision, Hodgman said. He added that if more time is required, he will ask the court for an extension. Hodgman takes office on December 2nd, and the resentencing hearing is scheduled for December 11th. I wonder if he can get a head start on that. Like, look at it now. I don't know.
I imagine he's got a lot more transitional things to worry about with this.
The Menendez brothers.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I guess I can see that, hey, you know, his license is on the line. He needs to make sure he's doing the right thing. But at the same token, do the right thing, dude.
Could they, they were sentenced jointly. So they were tried together. So if I was going to say, could they just let one out and not the other? But it was a joint, or were they individual charges, like for each of them? I have to look back.
I'm not that familiar with the case anymore.
It was a joint trial. I know that. So it's pretty much the same argument for both of them, I believe. So I believe that's why they would both be up for parole simultaneously and not individually, because they were charged simultaneously. Legal experts believe that the motion to resentence the Menendez brothers has significant momentum and could be difficult to stop at this point. The USC Gould School of Law professor Aya Gruber noted, unless there's some contingency that immediately bubbles up and says, you know, this is horrible, this is a miscarriage of justice, I can't imagine that this is going to be a priority for the new DA. Gascon filed the resentencing motion in October after defense attorneys presented evidence in 23 alleging years of abuse by Jose Menendez, arguing that this history had not been adequately considered during the original trials. The brothers were convicted of first-degree murder in 96 for the 1989 killings of their parents, Jose and Kitty Menendez, in their Beverly Hills home. Marymount University law professor Lori Levinson explained that the Menendez brothers' legal strategy hinges on the court's decision regarding the resentencing. Their best door for getting relief is the motion to reduce the sentence, and that they might be able to get the court to do that, Levinson said. She added, I think that you're not going to see Hodgman having a press conference about the Menendez case. He can just quietly let the court decide. Because, yeah, you got to think of that. It does have to go to the court, too. It's not just, even if Hodgman says, yeah, I agree, court still has the final word. So there's still a couple hurdles here to jump through on Circus of the Stars. The brothers' final, remember Circus of the Stars?
I do.
The brothers' first trial, televised and closely followed, entered in a mistrial when jurors were unable to reach a verdict. During the second trial, crucial evidence about the alleged abuse was excluded. And this is, you know, where we're talking about earlier, leading to their conviction and life sentences without parole. The case has recently gained renewed interest, of course, after the Netflix series Monsters, and then the documentary that's been out as well, featuring the brothers. So we'll see where this goes. It could get there. Gascon, the current DA who's out as of the early date of December, he's supported the Menendez brothers' clemency bid for quite some time. Even Governor Gavin Newsom could also grant their release immediately. That could be another route here. Newsom's office has declined to comment on the matter right now, citing confidentiality around clemency requests. So,
interesting. I don't know. Are we going to get our gift for Christmas?
The Menendez brothers?
Yeah.
Is the Menendez brothers our gift for Christmas? I don't want the fucking Menendez brothers for. I want them to get out, but I'm not considering them a gift. That's like re-gifting something.
But if that was
something.
a travesty.
Yeah. So it's even an off-brand gift. It's not even a travesty gift. It's a travesty, which you bought at the fucking Dollar General last minute because you know you needed a gift.
It's been an interesting week. if this was a miscarriage of justice, yeah, to me, it seems like a gift if somebody gets out. So
I would say to the brothers and to their surviving family, to me, I support it. Not a gift, though. Not a gift.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy for him. I think that's great. I think a gift would be like footage of Alec Murdaugh and the dog kennels, like doing what, actually performing the murder, or showing whatever the fuck happened there. That would be a gift because so many people want to know what the hell happened. And yeah, if there's somebody else to blame, or what, I mean, I don't know. It's, I think he'll get that retrial. And that to me, that would be more of a gift. And I don't think he's innocent, but that would be the right thing to have happen because yeah, there was tampering there.
Interesting. So that would be a gift.
Yeah, that or a cheese box.
Ooh, cheese box is always good.
I just got my Swiss Colony catalog in the mail the other day. I didn't know
that people still use that.
And to the 99.9% of Americans who have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, it's a cheese catalog that comes from Wisconsin. And it's the pictures look like they were taken probably in about 1978. And they're still used to this day. And it's, you know, it's like processed. It's in an old school cheese box. The processed cheese and the plastic wrap or wax sometimes. And then the summer sausage and the, you know, crackers that taste like shit. And then the little strawberry candies and, you know, all this stuff. But they do have some other more modern. They have some spreads. And this is not an ad for them, by the way. But they'll enjoy the free publicity because I enjoy them. It reminds me of childhood Christmas and people getting those gifts because I always thought they looked awesome, but I never fucking got one. So as an adult, I like to get them for myself. Now, I also like to eat at some of the finest restaurants as well, but I still enjoy my cheese box. It's just delicious. It's like comfort food. It's like Kraft mac and cheese to a certain extent. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's just good. Or nacho cheese glowing from Taco Bell. That's a lovely thing.
Oh God. Maybe I need to look into it.
What, getting me a thing of Taco Bell nacho cheese?
No, the Swiss Colony stuff.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, it's lovely. I I debate every year what I'm gonna send our contributors. And it was, I always look at that one, but I'm like, it's pretty cheesy. So I went with Harry and David last year and I'll probably do that again this year.
Nobody sends me shit like that anymore.
No.
It's weird. I get like tins of popcorn.
Maybe I'll send you a box of pears or something.
See, that would be cool. I'd be down with that. Some people would be like, I don't want a box of pears. Oh, that'd be cool.
I usually send like the one that has like a couple pears and it's like chocolate and other shit. That's good.
Yeah. An assortment is nice.
Yes. An assortment. Somehow we got from the Menendez brothers to cheese boxes. You're welcome, everyone.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.